Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Yevamos Tzadi Aleph, Yevamos 91b, pagination is 182. One of the very delicate considerations in halacha is regarding a get, a religious bill of divorce. And we recognize that the woman, who until now was a married woman, is going to consider herself divorced and ready to marry somebody else based on receiving this document. Now, very often, she's not aware of the halachas. She personally may not be able to read or understand the text of the get. And one of the interesting arguments, if, God forbid, a mistake was made and she remarried based on a flawed get, isn't that an ones? Isn't that the equivalent of a total and absolute mistake, totally beyond her control, no different than, God forbid, rape? It's just beyond her. And what would happen if a mistake indeed would occur in the get and she's unaware? So we protect ourselves in a number of ways, as we'll describe. Some of it, as the Gemara describes, is responsibility of hers. The expression is, Ibo'i la la'akruye legita. She should make sure that a scholarly person reads the get before she remarries based on it. So that if the husband gives her a get, she should show it to somebody so that she knows what kind of paper she received from him and make sure that it was written properly. So that's certainly one level. Another level of protection is that we do not give the woman the get. Once we're done, once she's received the get, we take the get back and we give her a certificate from the presiding Bezdin certifying that she can remarry. And the paper that she has is something that's signed by reputable people that she's going to rely on, and it's going to be a text that she can easily read, understand, and know that she can rely on. The actual get is ripped to make sure that we don't accidentally administer it to another person, and it's put away so that it's not re-examined for analysis to make trouble. And she receives simply the certificate, and on the Beis Din records is that she was divorced. The third aspect, which we'll discuss as well, is a very formal procedure to read the get, both before it's administered and after it's administered, by the scholars who administer the get, to ensure that indeed everything was done meticulously, precisely, and accurately. Let's see, for example, two cases in our Gemara in which a concern was articulated that perhaps something can go wrong during this get process, and how do we make sure that it doesn't? I recall in my youth, I was on a summer program once in North Miami Beach, and we asked the Rav who was administering the get, that we observed, why he was so meticulous in a certain area, very, very precise, slow and methodical. And his response was, I also have to be able to sleep at night. And if I moved any quicker, a person can make mistakes. And you have the woman's life literally hinging on this bill of divorce. And you got to make sure everything is done with absolute precision. So let's take a look at this Gemara halfway down the page, the second half of a line. Amar Rava, Rava said, Toshema, come in here. Based on a Mishnah in Meseches Gittin. Kosav sofer get le'ish v'shover le'isha. A scribe wrote a get for the man, and a shover, a receipt, for the woman, intending that when the husband was ready to administer the get, he would give it to his wife, and she would then be divorced. And when the husband was ready to pay up the ksuba, he would give the ksuba money to the woman, and she would in turn give him the receipt. V'ta'a, but the sofer made a mistake. V'nosan get le'isha v'shover le'ish. He gave the wrong document to each party. V'nosnu zelozeh, and they ignorantly, without looking at the document and what it said, simply gave the document they were holding to the other person. So she handed her husband the get that he was supposed to give her, and he handed her the shova receipt that she would have given to him when he paid up the ksuba money responsibility. Ula'achazman, and after a period of time, hari aget yotzi mitachas ideo ish, the man realizes that he's holding the get. The shover mitachas ideo isha, and the woman realizes she's not holding the get that she thought she had, she's holding a receipt. And the ramification here is that she remarried based on a receipt that she received and not a get that she received. Wrong words written in the document, and she was never divorced, and she remarried based on that. Teitze mizeh umizeh v'chal adrachim ho'elu ba. She's in a very difficult position now because she can't be with this new husband, she can't be with the old husband. It's the equivalent of what we've been discussing in the last few sessions of a true tragedy that a married woman was living with a man without having a proper divorce beforehand. The Gemara says, Ve'amai. And why is that? Neima, my havalola meved. Why can't she argue? It was a total mistake. And the answer is, Iboila lakri elegita. She has a responsibility to have someone knowledgeable read the get and make sure that it's indeed what she thinks she was given. Amar Ravashi, likewise, Ravashi said, Tashma, come in here. Shina shemo ushemo shem iro v'shem ira. If they wrote the wrong name in the get. In Halacha, there's a case brought where his name is Gershom, and they wrote Gershon, which is two different names. Gershom is the son of Moshe, and Gershon is a division of the Levite tribe. It's a different person. And likewise, whatever the person's name is, you got to write his name correctly. And if they didn't, then the get could very well be invalid. Every case should obviously go to a scholar who knows. But if it's invalid, the ramifications are significant. Teitze mizeh umizeh, she's going to be removed from both the husband and the new man. V'chol adrachim o'eluban, the ramifications are the tragedy that we've been describing. Ve'amai, and once again, we ask, Neima, my havalolamevet, why can't she argue? What could I have done? It was a mistake. And she was with this new man, no different than rape. It was just a total mistake. And the Gemara answers once again, Iboile la'akruye legito. She should have had someone knowledgeable read the get and ensure that indeed she's divorced. And that's why in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, in Evan Ezer, the process of administering the get is described with precision. And we're told, Tzrichim Lekroso Kodem Nesina, they have to read the get before the husband gives it to his wife in order to divorce her. V'tov Lekroso Gam La'achar Nesina, and it's proper to read it again after it's been given. And we're very meticulous to the extent that we can to make sure that it's done with precision. Likewise, the Rambam mentions that it's proper, Shachacham Hamesader Haget, that the scholar who is in charge of the get reads the get together with the witnesses and asks the sofer, is this the get that you wrote Lishmo Ulishma Ulishem Gerushin? For him, for her, meaning to terminate their marriage relationship, and for the purpose of Gerushin, as we're describing, he asks each of the Edim if this is indeed their signature, and they are they aware of the other witness being the other signator on this? And again, the process, very meticulous, because we realize the ramifications and the importance of doing it properly. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.